This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Alfie Evans' parents are asking agitated British protesters for calm so family can build a bridge with their son's hospital. They say they simply want to go home, free to care for their son. Faced with international medical and ethical criticism, members of Parliament say they want laws to address such cases. While some say this is a simple case, dozens of unique storylines about the undiagnosed British boy who continues to survive without life support make for compelling reading. Thursday's Senate confirmation of Mike Pompeo puts a strongly pro-life leader over U.S. foreign policy as Secretary of State. Pompeo has a background in the military, oil, and aviation industries, and 7 years in the U.S. House of Representatives. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. Science stands repudiated in an interview with outgoing Planned Parenthood CEO Cecile Richards by a racy men's magazine. She admits her statements that there's no specific moment life begins and that life begins at different times depending on the pregnancy are based on the doctors she spends a lot of time with. Those doctors are likely Planned Parenthood abortionists, those most needing to make such statements to justify their work. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.